Hello and welcome to Dig It with me, Hester MacDonald. I'm a garden designer with my own company, HM Garden Design, here in Geneva, and I'm the founder of the Swiss Gardening School, providing morning, evening and bespoke gardening courses to the international community in the Lake Geneva region. Every week on Dig It, we check out the best gardens, plants, designers and plant suppliers to give you inspiration and suggestions on how to make your green space that bit lovelier. This week I had the chance to talk to the delightful Tracy Di Sabata Ost, a very well-known American designer, writer and plantswoman who was visiting Switzerland to give a lecture and see some gardens. Her books, The Well-Designed Mixed Garden, The Well-Tended Perennial Garden and 50 High-Impact, Low-Care Garden Plants are the staples of many gardening bookcases, and well worth ordering it for you if you don't already have them yet, full of sage advice and practical information. Her website, www.tracylive.com, is rather like meeting her. Check it out. I met her in Prangin in the lovely historical vegetable garden. Tracy had just given a lecture at breakneck speed about great design and was still bubbling over with enthusiasm for her subject. I started off by asking her what got her into gardening.
Actually, I had a botany teacher who was growing plants in a closet. He was a closet horticulturist in high school, so some 37 years ago or so.
And, so you didn't grow up with it kind of in your veins,
well,
your parents?
Well, I had both of my grandfathers were Italians, and they were gardeners, one a vegetable and one a cut flower grower. So I think it skipped a little bit of a generation. My mother did some gardening, but then, yes, and then I have the bug in a big way from them, I'm thinking.
If you're going to give a beginner who is reading one of your books or is, you know, looking online, what three things would you say to think about for design?
I'd say, you know, one thing is your main objective and how you, you know, you want the garden to function, how it will serve your purpose as far as, you know, do you want cut flowers? Do you want fragrance? Or do you want it just to be beautiful? So that would be, you know, what is your main objective for the garden? Second thing I would say is, you know, with different, if they're designing different section of a garden, is to think of when that garden will gel as far as peak season of interest, because everyone tries to do so much. They want it to look great all the time, and that's not realistic. So when would be the peak season that it'll really sing, it'll shine, and select plants for that? And then, you know, I would say just have fun.
Tracy runs her own courses at her garden called Hidden Haven in Ohio in the US. And with a climate fairly similar to what we experience here, I was curious to know what she would recommend as a good beginner's bomb-proof plant.
I do like a lot of the mid-size, you know, about it gets in about 4 foot ranges, are the rugosa roses. And I like it just because, again, many times they don't require spraying. They're pest and disease resistant. And the flowers are beautiful. They're fragrant. You can get one. Rosa rugosa Hansa, the cultivar that is a beautiful double. It looks like the old-fashioned roses, and it smells like a real rose. It's fragrant, and it has beautiful rose hips, the fruit on it in the fall. So it has a nice season, long season of interest, and it's fairly easy to grow.
So you get plenty of bang for your buck.
Exactly.
Tracy's work and passion for gardens and plants takes her all over the world, visiting gardens, giving lectures, and taking part in the odd triathlon on the way. I asked her for her favourite British and American gardens.
I love Beth Chatto's garden, yes, and I'm so fond of her work. And she's really embraced the work that I've done with the pruning in my book, Well Tended. And so I'm very fond of her and her garden. And in the States, there's a little garden near Longwood Gardens. Longwood is one of our largest public gardens in Pennsylvania, but it's called Chanticleer. And Chanticleer is spectacular, very nice detail in design, and often overlooked. But you can find articles and information on it. And that's been one of my favorite gardens.
The gardens Tracy mentioned are Beth Chatto's garden in Essex and Chanticleer in Pennsylvania. For details on these gardens and, of course, on Tracy herself, go to Dig It page on www.worldradio.ch. My thanks to the marvellous Tracy Di Sabata Ost for her time in Prangin. And that's all we have time for this week on Dig It. I'm Hester MacDonald. Thanks for listening.